Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning.
A tough day against the French, unfortunately, at the weekend, but we move on with the Six Nations, right?
Tough day. But we take it.
We'll take it and we move on, exactly. But you must feel like the team is improving.
We definitely feel it. At the same time, we try to just focus on us. I think that is so important to kind of not look ahead of everything and just kind of focus on each game, each day, each training, and just do what we need to get ourselves really in the best position to be able to perform.
Yeah. And with England being as strong as they are, like, you know, is it one of those things where all the rest of the teams are trying to see where we can finish up? Or do you guys go into each campaign going, no, like, we can do this?
Yeah, I think there's a strong sense of belief within us. And that's really what got us through. That sense of belief got us through the WSV one.
Mm.
And so important for us to continue having that sense of belief. I think that we're going into each game knowing that we're capable of winning it and finding routes and finding different direction and working on things. And we have amazing coaching team. So, and they challenge us and put us in the best position to really compete at the highest level.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously, you know, being at home is one thing, but when you travel away, you guys do it in style. I know you're working with Aer Lingus as an ambassador, but what are they like as a supporter of Irish women's rugby?
They are amazing. Like, they've been partnering with Ireland for the last 10 years. So it's been incredible. And having that partnership for that amount of time, It just showed the value, how much they bring to really our supporters. When we're playing home or away, it's just really, you know, that Aer Lingus is going to be there. You know, I think we look forward to flying to play against Italy, Scotland and Wales, because we know we had that Aer Lingus advantage. We know that they're going to bring our supporters.
It's only a matter of time until we see Linda on the side of one of those planes, right? You want to be up there on the livery on the side.
I said this to them. Like, it's about time. I want this so badly. Do you know what? They've been so amazing. I don't know if you saw the new poster.
Oh, I have seen it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm there with the ball and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's what we want to see. They're delivering. And honestly, it's such an honor working with them. And at the age of 9, when I moved to Ireland, I never dreamt of this. I never dreamt that I'd be on the plaster in Dublin Airport.
Yeah.
With being Aer Lingus ambassador. I don't know, but it's such a hard feeling to describe.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that they are supporting you and making you feel this way, because, I mean, that's ideally what you want these big companies to do, to support our sports people. But the fact that you feel it so strongly is just testament to how good the relationship is.
It is. Like, I love it. I love it. Every single time where I'm like, is there anything I can do?
Yes. Do you know how to fly a plane? That's your next step.
Yeah.
I love your story, Linda, about how you got involved. Like, it wasn't like you lived your life as a rugby player and always wanted to own. Your one dream was to be a rugby player. You started playing tag rugby, right?
Yes. Do you know what? But I do wish that I want to be a rugby player. I want this. But that was not my life. I started with tag rugby I was 19, and I went on to play with Wanderers.
But how do you go from playing tag rugby to kind of, you know, while you're, you know, doing your work or whatever, just to socialize? How do you go from that, from getting a chance at Wanderers?
You need to follow the ref around. You need, I have a clue what was going on. So I was offside all the time. And the ref, he was sick of it. He would say, girl, just stay with me. So I just kept following the ref around. And then one of my friends, Ashling, she was like, when I'm going to pass you the ball and I want you to run as fast as you can. So she passed me the ball and I ran and I nearly scored the try. I say nearly because I dropped the ball. I didn't know that you ran the ball. So that was my debut. And I got recruited. And one of the Wanderers manager was walking around the club that day. And she noticed me. I must be running that fast. And she said, would you like to play rugby? And I was like, yeah. She said, physical rugby. I was like, there's two rugby.
There's another rugby I don't know about?
Another one? And she said, okay. Physical rugby. I was like, sure, yeah, I like to be physical anyway. And then the journey really started for me. I just really just kept my head down, and I got called to sevens by Anthony Eddy one summer, and I think he really opened, really had me to aspire to wear the green jersey.
Yes.
Listen, one of the things I heard about you is that you love a kind of a pre-game mix of music to get you in the mood, right? So I've been doing a bit of research, and I've found you tell me if these kind of artists are right? This is the kind of stuff that I've been hearing.
Where have you been hearing that? Girls want to chase us a status ticket. Send me the location, then I'll be right there. I'm in love with the shape of you.
So am I close to being right there? Am I getting some of the artists right that you love listening to before a game?
Very, very close. I was already jamming there.
But listen, one of my party pieces is, Linda, that I can rap in French.
Oh, wow.
So do you know MC Solar?
Yes.
Okay, so listen, I'm just going to give you, like, I'm going to embarrass myself and give you a couple of bars of MC Solar, and you tell me if you think this is good or not, right?
Oh, go for it.
Un pyramide de baisers, une tempête d'amitié, une vague de caresses, un cyclone de douceur, un océan de pensées, Caroline, je t'ai offert un building de tendresse. J'ai un peur bleu, je suis poursuivi par l'armée rouge. What about that?
Non, j'aime trop bien, c'est trop bien.
Ouais, merci, c'est trop bien. Vous avez entendu, hein?
C'est magnifique.
Merci, merci, merci.
No, it's really good. It's like your party trick.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Come here. Before I let you go, I have to do the quick fire round, Linda, that I do with all my guests. You've got to answer these off the top of your head. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, that's a good question. What am I currently obsessed with? I don't know if you try this passion fruit from Aldi.
No, that's an amazing thing to throw at me. What's up with the passion fruit from Aldi?
I don't know.
I just love it.
I just love it.
I love passion fruit. I must try it.
I love passion fruit, but I didn't think that I was actually obsessed. That every single time that I go to Aldi this week and I take in, like, the box is actually empty. Because I don't know what's happening to me. But it's passion fruit.
Okay, passion fruit. Incredible. Okay, the final question I have to ask you, Linda, and I ask all my guests this question is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh my God. Always. Do you
really?
Not?
Oh no, I've never washed them ever.
Oh no, I have a routine.
Okay.
So my routine is that there's three steps when you shower. First of all, I can shower three times a day.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot.
No, but like, you know, you're in the gym, you train, you shower. First of all, when I wake up, I shower.
Okay.
And then gym, I shower. And then before going to bed, I shower.
You're the cleanest person I've ever spoken to, Linda.
Like, you have to shower. And you need to wash your toes. You need to open the gap in your toes.
Linda, I've never washed my toes in my life.
Oh, my God. No. You need to scrub that.
I don't want to lie to you. I'll be honest with you. I listen to your theory, but I'm probably not going to do it.
No, you need to have steps. And you shower. You have to bend that and you need to shower three times a day.
Oh, Linda, I need to take you and take all your advice on my life, I think. Listen, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on Six Nations so far. Fingers crossed the rest of it goes very well for you guys. We're right behind you. Come on, you girls in green. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.